Can you give me a sense of some of the reasons for why people opposed conscription in 16 and 17?
Maurice Blackburn in particular had a very strong view that he was not opposed to war because he thought that the British legal system, he had a somewhat romantic view, I suppose, that that was the protection of civil liberties, and that that was not the case in Germany or other parts of, or France even. And therefore, the values of the British legal system needed to be defended in the course of this war, and that conscription, he had the phrase which was, the empire of the law ceases where the empire of man's conscience begins. So he argued very strongly that no government can force a person to go into some situation where they're going to kill other people. Essentially, it was about a question of conscience and a moral argument against conscription.
So we have, along similar lines, pacifists, yeah, who, of course, opposed the war, and they're right throughout society on various, around, you know, across this political spectrum. So pacifists were opposed to war, any war, and that was a very strong position many took. The women's movement, many of the women were opposed because they believed as women, and, you know, you could take issue with this, but as women, that it was their duty to oppose the slaughter of another mother's son. And we know the slogans that many of the that came out of the women's movement at that time were very powerful, and the blood vote itself appealing to the mother. So the mother figure is quite a strong presence in the anti-conscription campaign. The Irish, of course, there's the Irish question, and that came out strongly throughout the debates, and Ireland's relationship, of course, to Britain, and Mannix and so on and so forth. So that also was a position, and the working class, who many of the working class, parts of the working class movement, who felt the war was a capitalist war, the workers were bearing the brunt of it on all levels, cost of living, but also as cannon fodder, as they were described, for those actually making a huge profit from the war and profiteering. So class, gender, ethnic identity, all these issues came into play in sharp relief in Melbourne, on the home front, and played out really powerfully in both conscription debates, actually, 16 and 17.
I think the pacifist position for women too was, on the one hand, you couldn't sanction somebody killing someone else's sons. On the other hand, your son needed to go to war in order that fewer women's sons be killed. Very complicated emotional dilemma, particularly for politically active women.